sandwich mogul, sex symbol, and stars as Cousin Greg in HBO's Succession, Nicholas Braun. Welcome.
Hey. Honored by all those titles. Thank
you. Have you ever
so
been
much.
Introduced like that before?
Not once. Appreciate it.
It's going to catch on.
I'm going to ask for that every interview I do from here on out.
Instagram bio.
Yeah.
Just all of the above.
That should be it.
So how does it feel? The final season.
Yeah, it's the final one. Mm-hmm. It feels good, I think. I mean, I'm just excited to see the episodes. I'm excited for people to see the episodes. This season is incredible. So, yeah, I'm not into the mourning of the show yet. I'm more just like ready to see it come out.
So, it doesn't feel like a bad breakup. It's more like an amicable breakup.
It's more like a slow breakup.
Right.
Yeah, where you're just afraid to say the truth to each other, but you're just sort of letting it dribble out.
Okay.
Okay. It's not one of those. And then one day, one of us will rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
But not yet.
You better have that breakup playlist ready.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe this radio station can tell me how to do it.
Oh, yeah. On the iHeartRadio app. Download it for free today.
Succession Breakup Mix.
There you go. Yeah, yes. We should get that. Definitely. So let's do a little refresher. The last time we saw Cousin Greg was at Caroline's wedding in Tuscany.
Yes.
And Tom gave him a chance to make a deal with the devil. And he accepted.
He sure did.
So is the future looking bright for Cousin Greg?
It is. It's feeling good at the beginning of the season. The new season takes place about a month or two after that big fateful night. And so Tom has aligned with Logan loosely, but that's what's up. And then Greg has also aligned with Logan because of Tom, sold his soul. Mm-hmm. And so there are total new dynamics at play. And I think Greg is really feeling himself. He feels emboldened. He feels like he's on the right side of things, clearly.
Yeah.
Which, you know, who knows if that's true.
Yeah. Do you think Greg has a new swagger about him in season four?
I think so. Yeah. I don't want to spoil the first episode, but there's proof that he thinks he's killing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he thinks he's a bit of a player.
Because I'm wondering, let's talk a bit about kind of character development. Does Cousin Greg make that same deal with the devil if it's in season one? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think he's asked to make a deal with the devil.
No.
Season one, no one's asking him to do anything.
No.
He just wants to be in the room.
Yeah.
But I think... think season three. Yeah, I feel like season three, Greg was getting sort of battered around by Ewan, by Kendall, by Tom. It was just like a season of him getting hazed, it felt like.
Right.
And I think by the end of the season, Tom asks him, you know, do you want to like go be bad and go win this thing? Like, let's do something. Greg is like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired of this being a good guy and being beneath people, and so I think he'll do anything. So that's why it feels good to start this season that way. It's a nice piece of growth for Greg. Yeah.
Yeah. We're strapped in.
Yeah.
We already know we're getting Logan's birthday party, Connor's wedding. Are there any other private formal functions we need to get ready for?
There are several. Okay. I'm not sure.
A funeral, maybe?
What ones... I have no idea.
Bar mitzvah?
But yeah, there are three bar mitzvahs this season.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's three separate episodes.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Kendall could rap again.
Yeah, I think that's that. He's got a, yeah, he's feeling that again. Once you rap, it never goes away, right?
Yeah.
It's inside of you to get those words out.
Right.
So he's got a lot of words to get out.
Maybe Greg could beatbox. We'll see. Mm. Season one first premiered in June 2018. How has your life changed from then till now?
I mean, so much. June 2018.
Yeah. Take yourself back to that moment. Do you remember watching the first episode with friends or family or? Because no one knew what it was then.
No, I don't think we even had a premiere. Maybe we had a small screening. It was not like, yeah, there was not the feeling of this is going to be a big thing.
Really?
No one knows. When you're starting to make a show, you're like, who is even going to watch this? How are people going to find this? I mean, it's on a great network, obviously, but it doesn't really mean that it's going to be a huge success. So we made the first season. We all thought it was good. We had a good time making it, but I actually thought a lot of my stuff was going to get cut.
Really?
Yeah, because the show is so dramatic. You know, the core of it is siblings trying to get the love from their father and fight for, you know, any sort of power that they can get from him. And my stuff is like, you know, where do I find new shoes? You know, or how do I get some a better pair of slacks or something? You know, my stuff is like so unimportant compared to that big stuff. So I thought there's probably going to be some cuts. But yeah, once we saw it, I was like, oh, that's the show. You can fit all these things within the same show. And that was cool.
So do you know how much screen time you'll be getting in season 4 before it airs, or do you not know?
No idea. I should be visiting the editing suite a lot more. Just checking in.
Were your scripts longer this season than ever before?
No, they're always long because I think they like to overshoot, and then we improv, you know, improvise a lot on set, and so I think from what I hear, usually the episodes come in pretty long. Like the first edit is like 2 hours.
Yeah,
and then they have to cut out a bunch of stuff. I guess that's how editing works.
Yep.
But I have not. I don't know what stayed yet.
Okay.
I'm excited to see.
Yeah.
I hope there's a lot of good stuff. I hope it all stayed in.
Who would you give a spinoff to if there was a Succession spinoff? Like which characters?
I'd give it to Stewie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arian Moyet is such an amazing actor. I think that character is good. That character plays between many different sides too, I think. So you could just like take Stewie and like see where he goes next.
Yeah.
He's pretty ruthless and also charming, and I think you could see him hiring a whole bunch of like just gnarly, weird, you know, psycho dudes to work under him, and so I'm down for that.
Because I have a pitch.
Okay.
So it's a prequel. Yeah. Prequel following the Roy kids when they're younger. And don't be so disheartened, because I feel like...
No, I'm interested.
There's room for a young Greg here at Christmas every year, just to see what they get up to as kids, because I feel like they just lived a ridiculous life as kids.
I think that's really good, honestly.
Yeah?
It's got a legs? Great idea. I think so.
Okay.
How young are the kids?
10. I'm saying like... So let's go... Kendall is maybe like... Yeah, 12?
Yep. And Connor's then, like 17.
Yeah.
Like 11, 12, yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
That's a horrible age.
Kind of like things expanding on the opening titles, like the credits, where you see, you know, obviously this family, the horses, and, you know.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Putting a good
I'll
word
only
for
be
me.
In the Christmas episode once per season.
Yeah, or birthdays, maybe.
Which is fine. Well, it's not me.
Right.
I'm not going to play that part.
No. I mean, CGI, or they were kind of...
Cool.
Yeah, we could make you look younger.
I'm sure that technology exists now.
Yeah.
So.
And let's talk about what you've been up to outside of the show in New York with S&P Sandwich Shop. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, S&P. I mean, it's really cool. It used to be called Eisenberg's. I used to go for many years. It's an amazing, you know, Jewish luncheonette, you know, long countertop, 30 stools kind of spot.
Classic
spot. And it closed in COVID, and I found out about that, and I put something up on my Instagram and said, you know, if any restaurateurs want to save this place, let me know. And this sandwich group, the Court Street Grocers, messaged me immediately, and they were like, we're looking into it.
No way.
And so those guys they really led the charge, and I was like, please keep me involved, you know, I want to help bring this place back. And so we have about 2 years later.
Congrats.
And it's good. We got a better tuna melt, better pastrami.
Yeah.
Yeah, we improved upon it. Eisenberg's was slipping a little bit in the final years. So we've got it. We're killing it now.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if we go to S&P in New York, what should we get? What should we order?
I mean, the tuna melt is a staple.
Yeah.
We have a burger called a Dinkle Burger.
Nice.
Which is a slab of pastrami put on top of a burger.
Ooh.
And Munster cheese and pickles and mustard and onions. That's a banger. And then we have a weird sandwich that might sound a little sort of nauseating, possibly in the description, but it's really good. It's a scoop of, or it's egg salad and tuna salad combined on whole wheat.
Oh, I'd be down.
It sounds like weird, but it also sounds like kind of great.
Yeah, it does sound great.
And it tastes great as well.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's ever done that.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the first.
Give it a try.
You do an omelet as well. Why is it not called the tomlet, though? Like, I mean, you missed a trick there.
Yeah, that would be... That'd be too on the nose. I think we would. I'd have to be talking about Greg's every day.
That's why
let's crack some more Greg's in there.
There we go.
Come on.
That's why I'm not in the sandwich business.
Greg's, we need more Greg's. Greg. Yeah.
Nicholas Braun, thank you so much. HBO's Succession, Season 4, Episode 1 premieres 9 p.m. Eastern, only on Crave. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.